you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, Democrats gather for the state party convention and debate the abilities of California's senior U.S. senator.
If she can show up and vote on the Judiciary Committee, then she should be allowed to proceed.
Memorial Day events throughout Southern California provide opportunities for reflection and remembrance. And a study shows California's statewide carbon neutrality goals are the most ambitious in the nation. Good morning. It's Monday, May 29th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Today is Memorial Day, and for most people, the holiday is a way to kick off summer festivities, such as getting together for barbecues or going on weekend getaways. But it's also a time for memories and reflections, as we hear from LAist's Michael Flores, who was a U.S. Army veteran.
It's been over two decades since the start of the global war on terror that killed 7,000 troops. John Motter was a Marine Corps infantryman serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. On Memorial Day, he can't help thinking about the fact that since 9/11, more active duty and vets have died by suicide than in combat.
Memorial Day is like a pretty hollow feeling holiday to me. Something that when it comes up, I just see like mattress sales and days at the beach or whatever, and no one even thinks of like the context why they're getting the day off.
Motter lost his friend Lance Corporal Vasquez during a foot patrol in Afghanistan. Vasquez was the point man and minesweeper. Now Motter asked people to offer a few minutes to remember those killed and to think of ways to prevent future wars. If you'd like to take part in Memorial Day services, you have a few options. In San Pedro, it is Fleet Week, where visitors can tour the ships. And across the street is Peace Week, where you can learn about veterans who passed. For LAist 89.3, I'm Michael Flores.
A program honoring fallen military members is being held at the Los Angeles National Cemetery at 10 o'clock this morning. It's the first Memorial Day service to be held there in 4 years. Among other events, Canoga Park holds a Memorial Day parade again after a three-year hiatus. It starts at 10 o'clock, beginning at Sherman Way and Owens Mouth. And La Cañada Flintridge is holding its 50th Fiesta Days parade along Foothill Boulevard, which kicks off at 10:30 this morning, beginning at Cornishon Avenue. Nearly 4,000 Democratic Party activists gathered in downtown L.A. over the weekend for the party's statewide convention. LAist civics and democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz reports they expressed varying views on whether Senator Dianne Feinstein should resign because of her declining health.
Like many, Chad Campbell of Santa Clarita agonized over the question.
Oh, that's a tough one. I respect the multiple decades of Senator Feinstein's service.
Finally, he said it may be best for her to step down. Julie Dean of Long Beach agreed.
It looks like she is losing her memory at times.
But Susan Nisman of Topanga wondered why there isn't the same sentiment when elderly male senators have serious health problems.
If she can show up and vote on the Judiciary Committee, then she should be allowed to proceed.
Others said they were torn between a desire to see the legendary political figure serve out her term and worries that she's increasingly unaware of what she's doing. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
California's statewide carbon neutrality goals are the most ambitious in the country, according to a new study published by environmental researchers at UC Santa Barbara. The study analyzes the labor and health trade-offs of policies meant to roll back oil extraction in the state as it continues on a path to net zero emissions. The co-author of the study is Ranjit Deb Moosh, who also notes that Governor Newsom signed a setback bill last year to keep new oil wells at least 3,200 feet away from residences.
The best part about the setback policy is that the largest share of health benefits accrues to disadvantaged communities, and the least amount of job losses are also accrued to disadvantaged communities.
That law has been challenged, though, and is now up for referendum on the 2024 ballot. The study authors agree that while setbacks are helpful, policies need to be enacted in concert to reach California's goals while ensuring the economic and physical health of Californians who are most at risk. Coming up, there's skepticism being expressed about an immediate plan to move incarcerated young people in LA County to a revamped facility.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Los Angeles County has fewer than 60 days to transfer about 300 incarcerated young people to a new facility after a state board found juvenile halls in Sylmar and Lincoln Heights to be unsuitable. LAist's Robert Garova reports some families question whether the move to Downey will change things.
The county says consolidating the two facilities into Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall in Downey will help address staffing, access to restrooms, and treatment. But families of those incarcerated are concerned about the move, says Emilio Zapian with the nonprofit Youth Justice Coalition.
How do we know that those conditions are going to be better? They're concerned about their children's health, especially after hearing about the tragic passing of Brian Diaz.
Earlier this month, 18-year-old Brian Diaz died of an apparent drug overdose at the Nidor facility in Sylmar. The probation department says construction crews will work two shifts a day to complete roof repairs, painting, as well as getting a security camera system up and running at Los Padrinos. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
Technological advances, such as the Bionic Creek Trash Interceptor, help keep LA's trash from reaching the ocean, but the battle to fight waste still begins with individuals. That's something to keep in mind for Memorial Day celebrations. Here's Valerie Hill of the Roundhouse Aquarium, which is a teaching center at the end of the Manhattan Beach Pier.
If we have a picnic, we're going to bring all of our supplies, all of our trash. We're going to bring that home with us. And then we're also going to make sure that we take at least 10 pieces of trash each that we did not bring to the beach and do your part to help keep the ocean clean.
Thousands of families will be celebrating in full force today for the Memorial Day holiday. And in the midst of festivities, it's easy to lose track of all the items that your party has brought. But Hill says picking up trash is a great way to leave a site even better than you found it. The Music Center in downtown L.A. will be holding Friday evening dance festivities in Grand Park all summer long. The parties at Jerry Moss Plaza start with Hip Hop Night June 23rd and will be followed by several other themed evenings, including salsa, Bollywood, and country line dancing. Here's Julia Diamond with the Music Center.
For people who love to get down on the dance floor, who want to learn something new, or who really just like live music, this is a great opportunity to bring all those interests together with the whole family.
The parties are free, but attendees are encouraged to RSVP and go online to learn more about the events at musiccenter.org. Temperatures will be below normal for most of this week, with a heavy marine layer presence, keeping the temperatures mostly in the 60s to low 70s in the afternoons. Also, you'll see plenty of drizzle at times. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.